92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Fire departments across the country are learning how to do their jobs all over again because technology has created new challenges for them. Recently, a fire crew was called to a car fire. They found a Tesla Model S had crashed, two people had died in the collision, and the car was on fire. Now, a normal car fire takes about 300 gallons of water to completely extinguish, but they went through far more than that battling this blaze. They thought they had it under control, and then a couple of minutes later, boom, a flare shot out from the bottom of the car. And they got that controlled, and then a few minutes later, boom, another one. And it took them 7 hours to get the situation fully under control, and they wound up using 28,000 gallons of water to do it. That's what they would normally use in a month of emergencies. That's the amount of water an average American house uses in like 2.5 years. So fire departments are having to relearn their jobs and how to manage emergencies, specifically electric car fires, because when an electric car catches fire, it's a whole different ballgame. Tesla introduced electric cars in 2008, but the National Transportation Safety Board didn't actually think about investigating how to handle electric vehicle battery fires until after an incident in August of 2017. I think they may have dropped the ball just a little bit there.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.